Ike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to a few moments of Bible study together around the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you're joining us again for a few moments of Bible study together. Today we're going to consider the next step of a person's acceptance of Christ as Savior. After a person has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, has invited him into their life, the next step is to follow the Lord in baptism. Now, baptism is a picture and a type of a testimony to those who observe the baptism that this individual has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. The following outline is to help you understand what the Bible states about this subject. God's Word, the Bible, must always be our guide in understanding God's plan for us. Men may have conflicting ideas about baptism, but we must obey the Word of God. I want you to note carefully the following scriptures in the New Testament to see what method of baptism is God's method, and who is qualified to be baptized. Also, I want you to note that the church is the only one given the authority to baptize. That is the reason when a man is called by God to preach, he should be ordained by a local church that follows the Word of God and not by some man. Thus, being ordained, he is given the authority by the church to baptize and fulfill the office of a pastor, evangelist, or missionary. Now, first of all, what is the scriptural method of baptism? Well, let's notice here in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, and verse 16, concerning the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Now notice, John was baptizing in a river, and the Lord Jesus, came to be baptized of John. Verse 13 says, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him, the Jordan River. That's where John was baptizing. And so we notice Jesus was baptized there in the river. And when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water. Now, to come up out of something, you have to be down into it first. Notice again over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water. Now notice again the same term, coming up out of the water. He saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And so again, coming straightway up out of the water. He had been put down into the water, and he came up out of the water. I want you to notice again, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and verse 23, the Scripture tells us, And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Now, if you're going to sprinkle someone, you don't need a lot of water. But if you're going to put a person under the water and bring them up out of the water, then that's going to require a great deal of water, to put a person under the water. Now, the word baptize comes from the Greek word baptizo, according to a Greek lexicon or Greek dictionary. And every one of these three, Lindell and Scott, say baptizo means to dip. Baxter says baptizo means to bathe or immerse. Sapulo says that baptizo means to dip or to immerse. And there is no Greek lexicon or Greek dictionary that does not give to dip or immerse as the primary meaning of the word baptizo. If Jesus had meant to sprinkle, he would have used the word rantizo in the Greek, which primarily means to sprinkle, or ekeo if he meant to pour. And so we see the Greek language is very precise in its meaning. And we see that the word baptizo is the word that was used in the original Greek language in which the New Testament was written. The word baptizo was used indicating that the word baptism means to put under the water and to bring back up again. Now, what is the importance of baptism? Well, it must be very important, because you'll notice we read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 9, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. That was some 60 miles away that Jesus had to go to be baptized of John the Baptist. And so baptism must be very important. And now notice Matthew chapter 28, 19 through 20, gives us more information about the importance of baptism. Here in John 19 and Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Jesus was speaking, verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, that is, all authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus Christ has all power given to him by God the Father. And so Jesus, speaking to the disciples, said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Now, notice again the words of the Lord Jesus. Verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now, what are we to teach people? Well, the first thing we're to teach someone is to give them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the way of salvation. A person cannot be saved by being put under the water and being brought up again. When I married Verna, she was a member of a different church, a different denomination. And so she was baptized as she became a member of the Baptist church. She was scripturally baptized before she had been sprinkled. And so she realized that the Word of God teaches that scriptural baptism is immersion in water, being put under the water and brought up again, because we'll see what baptism pictures a little later. And so she was put under the water and brought up again. We went away to Bible college, and there she came to realize she had never really accepted Christ as her Savior. She had learned catechism. She had gone through motions, and she had been sprinkled, and then she had been immersed, but she still had not received the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. Baptism cannot save anybody. Being put under the water doesn't save anyone. There's, first of all, the requirement of a person putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and inviting Him into their heart. Now, Verna and I were working as youth directors. We were attending Bible college, and we were working as youth directors, and we're at a youth rally. And after the service, Verna told the pastor, said, "I've never really received Christ as my Savior, and I want to do that tonight." And he said, "All right, let's go downstairs and where we'll be away from everybody else, and we'll do this." So we went downstairs, and I thought she had been saved, because I had seen Verna leave people to the altar at the end of a church service and see them come to Christ as Savior because she had presented the gospel to them. And I was thinking that she was a child of God. But she said no, she had not genuinely received Christ as her Savior. And so that night she knew how to be saved. She knelt in prayer and she said, "Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave. I believe you live today, and I ask you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to make me a child of God." And the Holy Spirit of God moved into her spirit and gave her that assurance of her salvation. And when she finished praying, the preacher said, "Have you accepted Christ as Savior?" And she said, "Yes, I have." And he said, "Were you saved before?" And she said, "No, I was not." But he said, "Now you know that Jesus lives in your heart." And she said, "Yes, I do." And so, again, she was to be baptized, because baptism is to come after an individual has received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Baptism does not save an individual. It is a testimony to the fact that an individual has received the Lord Jesus into their heart and has been born again. And so that was the next step then for Verna to take. So she was immersed again. I had the joy, because I had already been ordained and pastored a church, I had the joy of baptizing her in a river outside of Carthage, Missouri. And that was a blessed day when she was obedient to the Lord in that way. Till next time, goodbye.